This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Oh, that is a good one.
Still one of the best liners. Top five.
It really is. So how ironic, because we literally watch American Ninja Warrior all the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not ironic. I mean, you know, I keep winners around me. I mean, that's what Tour de Pizza is.
Well, that's what people who don't win do.
Keeps like winners around them.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So they fit in.
Right.
Well, you want to have the you know what, the nicest house on the, or cheapest house on the nicest street.
Right.
Yeah. So like, I'm the least talented in my circle of friends.
Oh, I'll agree with that.
Well, today we took pizzas to the Fire Station 13. We fed WWE the Freak, 2-time Mr. Olympia natural bodybuilder, Mr. Rob Terry, the Welsh Warrior. And we made him work out.
Did he get up on the thing?
Oh, yeah. He was the first on the GNAT street system. And we'll talk about it more when the guys get back. But this is a revolutionary workout program that's going to be available here at Tour de Pizza. Like combining everything I love, fitness, pizza.
That's going to work out really well. People are going to come in here and get all sweaty in a restaurant.
They're going to be a zero-calorie meal. You will actually, in 12 minutes, burn the calories before you consume them at the healthiest pizza place on the planet.
So you think I burned calories when I did that today?
100%. And calories you didn't even realize you were burning, just because most of the workout was done from just holding your balance on the 30-degree platform with your fingertips, not activating like the muscles, but actually like the fibers, secondary muscles.
We'll wait for the guys.
Fast twitching muscles. They'll explain it. But the GNAT system is here in Florida. My wife was available to be the first person to use this new mobile device they invented, created, manufactured, and then drove 27 hours overnight to my house and got here at 3 a.m. yesterday from Denver, Colorado. That's how new this is. This is so new. It's crazy that we're even talking about it. And you had a chance to experience it today with Brian.
And Brian's the low-key guy?
Brian's the one from the nutrition company.
Who's the low-key guy? What's his name?
John.
Is that his name,
John? Yeah, John. Marissa, she calls him Johnny Appleseed. Because
he needs to, like, you know, amp it up a little, because he's just too mellow for me.
Yeah, he is too mellow. Well, I mean, wait till you meet Brandon. Well, you met Brandon. Wait till the rest of the audience, the Knockout Radio Nation, the Randy Regime, wait till they get a dose of Brandon Kelly. You know what we call him? We call him Mucho Dinero. Brandon, back when Ocho Cinco changed his name legally, we changed Brandon's name legally to Brandon Mucho Dinero Kelly.
How did you legally change his name? Just curious.
We gave it to him as a nickname.
So you didn't legally change anything?
Not legally.
Well, you said legally.
I mean, Ocho Cinco changed his legally.
Right. And Styles G. White changed his name legally.
At the same time, we decided that it would be a good idea to change his nickname to Mucho Dinero.
I'm going
to
change your nickname.
What are you going to call me?
I'm not sure I can say it on FCC radio, so I'm going to need to hold it. Give me your thoughts on the Tampa Bay Lightning, who not only are carrying Lord Stanley's Cup around, it was at a steakhouse the other night.
Okay.
And a buddy of mine was there, got photos with it, you know, which was pretty cool.
Right.
Supposedly, only 4 players are safe of being traded from the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Really?
Only 4.
Wow.
Velasquez, Hedman, Point, and probably the coolest dude on planet Earth, Kucherov.
Okay.
You notice who's not on that list?
Stamkos. You think he's gone?
Well, they're going to try to trade him.
Well, I mean, that's what you do as an organization, right? I mean, after you win, the Marlins, I mean, they dismantled their championship team. I mean, days.
Which championship team? The first one or the second
one? Both. I mean, that's the format, though, right? I mean, in professional sport, isn't that what you do?
Ready for an ironic story?
Yes.
One of the players from the first World Series Florida Marlins.
Yes.
I think they were the Florida Marlins. Now they're the Miami Marlins. Just took a job with Stafson.
Really?
So we now have a World Series champ.
Wow.
Working in the Tampa Bay market.
That is exciting.
Yeah, very cool. So I'll probably go meet him sometime next week.
Wow. That's awesome.
So I did some real quick research, and I called out to a good friend of mine who was also a member of that team, Tony Saunders. And Tony told me a lot of stuff, good dude, all this kind of stuff. So very cool. So welcome to the family. And by the way, this is a photo of the Philadelphia Phillies.
At the Tropicana Field.
Why wouldn't you have gotten the one in Philadelphia?
Well, this is the one from home. This is where we are. And the series is tied 1-1 after the first game. The Yankees came out and dominated the Rays.
And from what I understand, because I didn't watch it, but from what I understand, everybody anticipated and knew that the Yankees would win game one.
Well, how's that?
Because of Cole.
No.
You know, the superstar.
Yeah.
I mean, and then what I'd read was...
We have Blake Snell. I mean, Cy Young winner.
Snell is good. He's not Cole.
Okay.
And so,
fair enough.
You know, the gambling and the waging and, you know, the predictions had the Yankees winning game one.
And plus, like, you know, you always worry about a team that has, like, the best record in the regular season, that if they gassed out before the... Because the greatest teams peak in the playoffs. They get a couple good breaks or a couple of lucky plays, but they seem to peak and play their best ball when it matters most.
But I think what also happens a lot is the team that sails, you know, through and then sails through the playoffs or has the week one bye, or, you know, you win so early that then you sit there for a week. You know, we can always argue, will the rest help? Will the rest hurt? Well, there hasn't been a rest. It just ended, and now it's the American League Championship Series. And the National League, and I'm kind of torn on that, just so you know.
But which is worse, like ring rust, you know, like what do they call
it? Or rest, yeah.
Or rest, right?
I don't know.
Or fatigue from playing so frequently because they just rolled right into it. So which would you rather do?
I think, to be honest, no, I want you to lie, is anything that you do in life, anything that we do in life, as long as you keep it consistent, you can keep doing it.
Right.
Once you stop... it's hard to start it back up.
Well, we saw that in the NFL in week one and two with all the hamstrings and ACL issues and, like, all these players going down with season-ending injuries because they didn't have a full camp, they didn't have conditioning.
But that doesn't have anything to do with what we just talked about. What I'm talking about
is... fatigue sets in. I mean, if you're not playing 182 games...
If you come to work 7 days a week, okay?
Yes.
For 3 months straight.
Yes.
And every day you get in the car or you get on the bike or you get put on your walking shoes and you go to work every day, 7 days a week for 3 months.
Yes.
What are you going to do 3 months one day?
Sleep.
You're going to get in the car and you're going to go to work.
Yeah, but the mental side
Hold
takes
on a
over.
Hold on a second. Hold
yes.
On. Then what are you going to do the next day? You're going to get in the car and you're going to go to work because it's the same thing every
you're
day.
You're conditioned
every day.
For it. Right.
Then you say, you know what? I'm going to take today off.
Okay.
Then the next day comes. I enjoyed yesterday taking the day off. I'm going to take the day off.
Sure.
And you get out of that, whether it's, you know, throwing every day or whether it's taking the ground balls every day or, you know, when you're on that diet, when I did that, whatever that diet was, like keto.
Yeah.
Faithful. No Diet Coke. I didn't have ice cream. I didn't eat any of that crap.
Right.
And I did it faithfully and I lost a lot of weight and everything was great. And then I'm like, I'm going to have a Klondike tonight just because I haven't had one.
Sure.
I believe I've had a Klondike or a Good Humor or, you know, whatever BOGO is at the grocery stores every night for the past 3 weeks.
Sure.
Once you get out of it, and now I'm in the repetition of having it every night,
right.
And I have it every night.
I got it. I got it. But isn't there a mental toll on, like, the fatigue?
Sure.
Not just physical.
Sure.
But the game mental. Is the game is won between the ears, right? I mean,
no.
Isn't the championships, no. The highest level no. of the sport?
No, it's not. No. No.
Really?
No. Because you can be the most dedicated, the most whatever between the ears, and if it's your talent versus Mike Tyson's talent, I'm taking Mike Tyson.
Why would you do that? He's an old man.
Because I still
think... And he's probably high. He won't even know where he's at.
And he won't know how bad he kills you.
He won't even see the hand coming. I would box a high Mike Tyson. He'd be so slow.
Yeah. Okay.
He's little. What is he, like 5'2"?
He's taller than that.
No, he's like, I saw him on top of that trophy up there. He's like,
you're such an idiot.
That's actual size.
Thank God it's break time. Thank God. Shut up, Knockout Radio brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
What's up, guys? You're listening to Knockout Radio. This is the Russian Hammer. Choo-choo, motherfuckers. 8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jack Del Rio, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Jesus criminy.
Which Van Halen did you like better? David Lee Roth or Sammy Hagar?
David Lee.
Yeah, I guess that's what most people think of.
That's what I remember.
Sammy was all right, though.
Yeah. David. And plus, my middle name is Lee, so we got that bond.
All right, this just in, you don't have a bond at all.
Well, I have a bond with some new guests at Tour de Pizza. Yesterday, on my trivia question on Instagram, I put, what was wrong with this photo? And I expected you to chime in. Hey, why did you bring back the crazy clown hair? You look like Raggedy Ann and Andy. You know, I expected that comment from you, Mr. Harris.
I thought I went better by just ignoring you and it.
But the correct answer to that trivia question was Julian, the guy standing next to me who was wearing a BKFC face shield.
So?
But I didn't know him, and he didn't know me. And I was like, wow, what a small world. And he knows Kevin Smith. And so today he gifted me my own BKFC face shield for the coronavirus. I wonder if it'll stop knuckle sandwiches. If somebody throws a punch, if it'll protect that. But it's BKFC coming up this Saturday.
It is.
October 10th.
Heavyweight title fight.
Excited. Your boy, Johnny Beltran, the Mexicutioner.
Joey's a cool dude.
It's a...
Joey's a bad dude, too.
A bad dude.
Yeah.
The heavyweight champ.
Yeah.
The oldest title in the world, the most prestigious.
I don't know about most prestigious, but...
The oldest?
It could be the oldest.
Coming from Sullivan. I mean, the original bare knuckle.
You know, isn't everybody say that their title is the most prestigious? And I'm not, you know, giving a negative towards BKFC or, you know, WBC or IBO or, you know, Lord Stanley's Cup. You know, they consider that the most prestigious trophy.
Sure.
You know, and who is not going to say that their trophy, their title is the most prestigious?
Would that be what do you think the oldest trophy in the world is? That's a good trivia question.
Yeah. Go back to the Greek games, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
So the Olympic torch, maybe? Like the Olympic rings?
I guarantee you that there was something before whatever you think was first.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure that when Eve punched Adam, you know, and took some kind of title, you know, that's the oldest title.
So the rib is probably the most.
There's your trophy.
There's a trophy, the rib.
The rib is the most prestigious trophy.
Of all time.
Now, whether it's a barbecue rib, you know, or any rib. Did you watch any of the UFC last week?
No, I did not.
I tried to. I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was there in my recliner bed.
Yes.
As Holly Holm entered the octagon.
Yes.
And I woke up when it was over.
You know, I honestly needed big names. I know all fights have a potential to be the greatest fight of all time, and all fights have a potential to be in the Hall of Fame fight wing, even if the fighter is not in the Hall of Fame. I just needed some draw to like pique my interest. And I didn't have it with
Holly
Holm.
And that's just straight through the name. But see, the problem is, in that very stupid comment, is, well, and here's where it's a stupid comment. I'm not saying I don't understand what you're saying.
Right.
But here's why it's a stupid comment. I know you.
Yes.
That makes it a stupid comment.
Okay, right.
It could
sense.
Be, give me the name of that one fighter you want to see, whether it's Masvidal, whether it's Connor, whether it's John Jones, who? Give me a name.
Past or current?
It doesn't matter. Just give me a damn
name.
I mean,
obviously Henry Cejudo, because okay. That's my boy.
All right. So this weekend, Henry Cejudo is going to fight for his third world title.
Okay.
Are you going to watch?
Yes.
Okay. That fight is going to go off at roughly 12:15 Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
Are you going to watch?
Yes.
I know you're going to watch. You're still not going to watch the rest of the card.
Right, right.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So that's why it's stupid. Now, if you wanted to say there's too many, you get burned out, all of that makes more sense than you need a name as your main event because you're not even going to put the TV on until the co-main.
It's
people
true.
Don't come into the arena until, well, when you could go into the arena, right. Until the co-main. And
true.
So that's why it's always bothered me whether you or anybody has said that, which I totally get and understand, but you're not going to watch the fight pass cards. You're not going to watch the undercards anyway. It doesn't matter who it is.
It's true.
Unless Henry Cejudo is now on the undercard.
But who actually watches 7 hours of an event? I mean,
a lot of people do.
We talk about baseball being the most boring sport on the planet.
It is.
And it only takes 3 hours if you're lucky. You know, like the prelims start at 6 p.m. The fight ends at 2 in the morning. It's a full night of commitment. And I'm a busy man. I got stuff to do.
You're a busy man doing nothing, and I get that. No,
I'm building an empire. I got a restaurant to run. I got a family. I'm now the proud owner of the GNAT, like, first street system in the state of Florida. I mean,
it still doesn't change.
Breaking barriers.
If I guarantee you that Shane Grossman watches start to finish.
But his life is so much different than mine.
Why?
Oh, he has a job.
And you don't. Right.
And he like, but Shane is the kind of guy, he's a great dude. And he's a guy that he can
and
go.
And I'm just using Shane as an example.
But he can go to a job, punch out at a certain time, and he's done with thinking about anything else that he goes back to his work to punch back in. That's his career. That's what he does. I don't get that luxury. When I clock out of here, I got 17 other things that I'm trying to be a part of, be shown at, be somewhere doing something, to be the center of attention doing something else, to be the MC of this or to be seen over there. You know, so it's a different world we live in. I don't have 7 hours to just sit in front of a TV and wait for the day to start the next day and punch back in. I don't get that luxury.
I did neglect to tell you and to bring up in the first hour and a half of the program, the WCFL last Saturday.
How was that?
There was some good stuff.
I know why you didn't invite me.
There was, because it's not my place to invite you. But
no, I know why. And you know why I didn't come. Well, at the time, we thought my wife had COVID. Oh. And so we were waiting for her test results to come back. And I didn't want to expose anybody. I didn't feel like it was right to go. So I stayed home.
Okay, now back to WCFL.
And she's negative, by the way.
And I'm glad that she's
negative. And she's negative.
And that's the most important
thing. Thank God.
So, first, somebody, a officer of the state or whatever, I hear them talking that the governor has announced relinquishing some of the masks and all that kind of stuff, and so that you don't have to wear a mask.
Right.
So I'm now talking to somebody, and I'll tell you a story about that off the air. And I'm talking to somebody without a mask, and this lady comes over and starts yelling at me.
Oh, boy.
Put the mask on. I don't know. Blah, 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 blah. And I said, no, I'm pretty sure the governor said you don't have to wear a mask. Well, who said that? I just told you. I'm pretty sure the governor just said that you don't have to wear the mask.
Right.
So then like 3 minutes later, somebody gets into the cage and makes an announcement. Here's where it was stupid. So he said, all right, this is straight from blah, 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 blah. We need to protect everyone. If you have a VIP ticket,
okay,
and you're sitting at a table, you do not have to wear a mask.
Okay.
You have to wear a mask if you're walking to go get a drink or whatever. But if you're sitting at the table, you do not have to wear a VIP mask. If you have general admission,
that's where the coronavirus
is. That's where the coronavirus
right.
is.
Because if you have a VIP ticket, you could not get coronavirus.
Right. It didn't go over the line. There was a very controversial fight. And I normally don't like to talk about fights that I'm judging. So it ended in a draw.
Do you like that?
Like a draw?
Yes.
No.
But because if nobody convincingly won,
that's not what happened.
It was a back and forth fight.
That's not what happened.
Okay.
So the champion lost a point in round three.
Okay.
For an illegal strike.
Okay.
And it's not my place to say whether it was or it wasn't illegal. If the referee says 1 point, 1 point, 1 point, you take away 1 point.
Sure.
So in a draw, fighter on the right, I believe, won round one. Champion won round two and round three, but he was docked a point in round three for an illegal knee. The other judge told me, and again, it's none of my place or our place to say this, but said the champion should have been disqualified when he blasted the referee with F-bombs and all sorts of stuff.
Okay.
Then as he walked by me and the opponent, who lost, but he got the point, so that's why it ended in a draw, stuck his hand out, and I can't say on FCC radio what the guy said to him. You can't be disqualified for that, for saying it. Well, I guess technically you can, but saying it to the fighter is one thing. What he said to the referee, he should have been disqualified.
Wow.
Then they fought in the back.
No. Yep. What?
Yeah.
Wow. Who won that fight?
I didn't go.
Was that a draw?
I didn't care. Then the police were pushing one of his corner or one of his family or one of, out. And the guy takes his shirt off. Why do you fight better with a shirt off? Of course, I'm going to ask this guy to my right why he works out better when he took his shirt off.
He shouldn't even own clothes.
But we're going to talk about that in about 15 minutes after Mike Perry. But everybody's filming this fight, right? So everybody's like, look, they're filming the fight. They're filming their fight. I go, they're not filming the fight because they want to watch the fight. They're waiting for the police to make a mistake. That's why they were.
Or they want to go on World Star.
I don't know what that
did
is.
Did anybody yell, World Star?
What is that?
That's like an online fight. Like, it's all street fights. And it's just like people getting down and dirty. Like,
all Kimbo?
Yeah, like pretty much. And it's like people cutting the grass. And then all of a sudden, car pulls up. People start throwing hands. And then they always like yell out, World Star.
That happened to Rob Gronkowski.
Really?
I don't know if you saw it.
No.
Yeah. It was just out of the clear blue. I don't know if you saw this, but yeah. So Rob Gronkowski is standing in his yard, and he's talking to somebody. And over his shoulder, there's a guy that's working on the yard. He's mowing the yard. And then out of nowhere, he just dropped the mower and came over and attacked Gronkowski.
No.
Yeah. And he took the hardcore title from him.
The hardcore title.
I'm so disappointed how that went down.
Yeah.
I think Bruce Arians should have taken it from him. They should have done that.
It had potential.
The NFL would have never allowed it. The NFL would have never allowed that.
Yeah, but WWE's done other remarkable things. I mean, they've done some. They've made Phil Brooks a household name.
Well, they made Hulk Hogan. They make everybody
That's
a household
the GOAT.
Name.
Hulk Hogan made the WWF.
No, he didn't.
You could say.
No, he didn't.
You could argue.
We will argue.
Terry's a GOAT. He's the GOAT of GOATs.
There are, when you have many GOATs, seriously, if you take Terry Bollea, arguably the greatest of all time, and blah, 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 if you take him out of that whole circle of WWE, WWF, it's still where it is today.
Oh, I don't. Is there anything more American than Hulk Hogan running to the ring, oiled up in the yellow and red with the American flag?
Yeah, I mean, there is.
That's more patriotic than the Statue of Liberty.
I'll tell you what it is. And Stone Cold just responded to this on Twitter. So it was at a wedding. So after the wedding, and it goes into the reception, right, the groom comes out dressed as Stone Cold. And he yells, and he sticks his hand up, and they start throwing beers to him. Okay. He starts cracking the beers and pouring it. And the whole night, it was Stone Cold said that was the greatest thing of all time. You ought to find it. It was pretty funny. All right, let's hit this break. When we come back, we need to be careful because the platinum one's coming up.
Ooh.
And then we're going to talk about whatever that was that I did today because I want to do it again.
Hulk Hogan leg drop on the bride isn't a bigger deal?
No.
At the altar?
He's taking his shirt off already.
The old lock drop?
Tell him to put his shirt back on. He's as bad as you are. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staffson. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a powerful pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Your child deserves joy now more than ever. Hi, this is Jason Wooten from Broadway Arts and Dance Academy in St. Petersburg. My wife, April Berry, and I built our careers performing on Broadway and television in New York City, as well as singing with amazing artists like Queen and the Trans-Siberian Orchestra around the world. And now we've come to share our experiences with students young and old in the Tampa Bay area. We offer dance, music, and theater training for new and professional students. For more information, visit BroadwayADA.com or call us at 727-329-9740. We can't wait to meet your family.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their virtual week of giving, October 5th through the 10th. This week will include a silent auction, wine pool, raffles, and conclude with a one-hour virtual show at the Humane Society of Tampa Bay's new shelter. Visit humanesocietytampa.org to learn how you can participate.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm going to smash this beat. You already know what time it is. This mother beat ain't going to catch up with me, boys. Platinum time. Beat.
Awesome. Dedicate one to the lady. Now, sometimes a bae needs something to keep you cool.
We are back.
I'm out sometimes a bae.
88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete.
And that might be the greatest liner of all time.
It is one of the best. It is
definitely top five.
Top three.
Yeah.
I'll put it top three.
Platinum.
So, like the liner said, it's platinum time. Mike Perry, hey. How are you?
Hey. I'm doing pretty good, bro. My bad. On the curse first thing I said, man. I'm doing pretty good, bro. My bad on the curse word. First thing I said, man. That's how I'm doing, though. To be honest with you. But it's all good. As much as it is what I said that word, I don't even want to say it again. Cause you just got to look up.
Just another day, and just recently it was announced that you do have a fight coming up. We'll talk about that in a second, but as a parent of two, congratulations.
Oh, man. Congrats for the fight, and congrats for my son. I appreciate it, man.
It will totally change everything and anything, and it will be the best time of your life, you know, when you have a small child in your hand and you know that you're responsible for him, and you know, your wife will be responsible for him, and it'll definitely change your life. Just wait and see. It's awesome.
Yeah, man, that sounds cool. People really say that a lot about it, but and then nobody said it quite like you.
Well, and Mike, you we were arguing on the show in the first hour about, you know, down the road and, you know, questions and how do you ask questions that you don't know about until it's there. So it's hard to talk about stuff like that, but wait till you go and train with your child. Wait till you go in and do jiu-jitsu or spar with your child. It's like nothing that you can explain. It is Matt, you do it with your daughter.
Every day.
It is the coolest thing ever of that unconditional love and your best friend that's about to be born, and yeah, it's definitely some cool stuff to look forward to.
Yeah, man. I mean, wow, we got deep there pretty quick. that's all right, just, though. I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the ideas.
It like I said, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. I can't wait to, you know, stay in contact with you as, you know, we're going through it again with a granddaughter who just turned 4 months, and it just changes everything. It's like you can't wait to get home. You can't wait to, you know, watch her eat or cry or change her diaper, and then they grow up into this little person, and it's definitely cool. How's everything else? Let's just don't talk about me and my life.
Yeah, no, man, everything is copacetic and smooth, and just waiting for my opportunities. And I see a few coming my way, and I'm gonna grab a hold of them and choke them unconscious. So you know, so I can do what I need to do and handle everything that I need to handle. And let me get on this business stuff, man. I'm going to take my kid. My kid's going to be learning business. Forget all this fight stuff. He's going to be strong naturally. I ain't going to make him do it.
Let's talk about the fight just for a second. And then we'll talk about, you know, all the business things we're going to do together, because I'm going to jump in on this business. Last time you were on, you gave us like 5 T-shirt ideas that we still, should have done, Matt. Why didn't you ever record those?
What's that?
All those T-shirt ideas.
I know.
You know, they were classic. How excited were you when you got the phone call of who your next opponent's going to be? You like to scrap. He likes to scrap. I mean, everybody on planet Earth is excited about this fight.
Good. I felt good, I guess, It's like, hey, I've been waiting for this, And I hate to say it like that sometimes. It's like, I'm not a weird person. Like, I thought Nico Price was kind of weird. He's like, he wants to fight me so bad. And I'm like, it's kind of weird when you kind of want to fight somebody for certain reasons. But, it's like, if they're getting paid for what I get paid or whatever, and people wanted to happen, and we're both like willing competitors because we're both good and believe in ourselves. So, and with the power punching styles, I really like the matchup for myself. And it's a big paycheck. It doesn't really matter the name that's on the other side, but it is helpful. Like, everybody knows that I fight the biggest names in the game, and I'm only moving up from here. I'm becoming quite the big name myself, and I promise to show, what I know, especially because I'm doing it my way. I'm not trying to focus on what other people are trying to take away from me when they're telling me, oh, you should work on this, this, and this, and we practice this, this, and this, and I'm like, no, hold on, you listen for a second. This is what we're going to do. And you do it over and over and over and over and over and over, the same thing just so many times, and you just get a feel for what it's going to be. I'm going to take control of everything, my life, everything with money. That's what money does. So I'm going to get ahead, and I'm trying to make a little extra, so.
Speaking of making a little extra, it's been obviously all over the Twitter universe and everything out there about the Cornermen. Tell us where we're at on that, or where you're at on that. A, will Dana and the UFC allow it, first of all?
Well, I don't really know, man, because I saw some offers and I didn't really see numbers that I approved of, that I appreciated. But, don't get me wrong either. It's not a lot of people that pay to go into the corner when most corners get paid, but I think that's just crazy and ridiculous. Like, I'll go to a gym and I'll pay the day fee. Most gyms have a day fee. Let me give you money every time I see you. I'll come in here, I'll work when I want, I'll do things my way, and I'll kick you off a little bit. But it's not like, oh, I got this coming up, so now your establishment just costs so much more to me. And no way, because I'm the one with the opportunity, because I'm the one who earned these opportunities, and I did it my way. So that goes for anybody and everybody. This is an opportunity to be around me because I am the sport of fighting, and I make everyone else around me better and their life better when I'm in that zone or I'm in that mode or I'm doing me or I'm, that's my career. I'm the one doing that. You might try to hang on the coattails, but I'm the one that goes in there and handles business at the end of the day. So I'm the CEO of my company. And I'm running things over here.
All makes sense.
That's the platinum one.
Well,
I know.
And what I like that you said, Mike, is that you normally get paid, and I've been paid to corner a fighter. So I get it. But I've seen some of the offers, and to be honest, my first concern was something that then Darren Till eventually did say, was that he wanted to do it just so he could throw the towel in. Are you concerned, if you do that, that somebody will do something stupid like that?
No. Are you concerned if you do that? Nope, because normal people need to understand that when, they're at this certain level, there's a respect, there's this invisible respect line that just puts weight on people. And, like, for example, it's time as some dude bringing bucket in the ring and there's ice all over the ring or the octagon per se, and Joe Rogan's like, ah man, this guy can't even handle the pressure. He's dropping the bucket of ice like six times. He can't even handle just going in there and putting ice on something, let alone being the one who's like the main point of everybody watching. So, you know, it's all about poise and calm under pressure. And, you know what I mean? Like, the more dangerous somebody is, I think the better and the more I have no choice but to relax and enjoy the moment and just move, go with the flow, and do what I know.
Hey, Mike, speaking of those invisible lines, many people feel like the invisible line was crossed when Israel humped DaCosta after he defeated him single-handedly, one-sidedly. You know, where do you stand on the respect of the sport and how these guys finished that fight?
Well, I said it today, bro. The first rule of, you know, like the street code is there are no rules. So, you know, don't get beat up and put in that position. Don't get in a fight that you're just so much better or you lose. You got to take the L and you got to go forward. You got to take the L because if the L comes to people who never thought that it was coming, then they learn something that's so small that they realize that even people who don't do fighting can see, you know, like Costa just hadn't hit somebody who can move and hit from the outside and go in and out like that. And that, you know, a big part of that is like boxing, your footwork from like the kick and kickboxing, because you're striking from a kickboxing distance. You're at a kicking distance, which is further than boxing. And then when you're going to strike somebody, you want to hit them with, just touch them with something and bounce right back out. It's got to be like tag. So, you know, he's just all muscle and didn't have any bounce in his footwork. So he's got to learn from that and then come back. He's still formidable. So the sport of MMA is just, you know, I'm still definitely looking at making a run because I just get more knowledgeable every day and my head gets stronger. And, you know, I feel like, I can't lie, it's like mutating being a fighter. I think what we do in life kind of forms us. And, you know, being an MMA fighter, the way that you build on your form, you could just imagine anything and you'd look like it.
Does take a special person to get in there and go to, you know, I hate using the word battle or war, you know, I hate that as a veteran, but, you know, it takes a special person to get into an octagon, get into a ring, get into a cage, you know, and in the words of Rocky Balboa, and throw hands. But, you know, Matt brought up about crossing the line, and I've argued this with him all the time. There is no rule on trash talking. So if you're going to talk something, if you're going to, you don't like somebody, you're going to say whatever you want to say, whether they like it or not. At least that's my opinion.
Yeah, but I get having moral grounds for yourself. And, like, it's sure. Not, you know, be nice to someone and they'll be nice to you. It's not that way because someone in fighting, I mean, a lot of these guys do, right? They just don't say anything because the money's there on contract or whatever, or it was enough money to them at that time. But when, you know, who do we know that's made noise, how much money that they've made because of noise that they made, and then when they got the chance to back it up, everybody was watching. So, you know, there's a line between begging for attention and just trying to, you know, prove something to yourself, to, you know, whoever needs to see it, and especially when it's your career and it's how you make a living and earn a living. So I'm like, hey, there's this empty seat right there. Why not just cash in? And it'd be cool to somebody who would be like down to earth and a reputable person would definitely jump on an opportunity to be where everyone is watching. and that's on TV. So
how can, if somebody's listening, if they're a sponsor, if somebody's tuning in, they're a big MMA fan, and they're like, I want to do that. How do they go about it? Do they contact you? Do they contact management? How do they get their offer to you?
Man, I was just watching tweet, and I put, like, my own deadline in my head, didn't tell anybody, you know what I mean? And I just... I think it was a few hours, and then, you know, people, there's a lot of on the BSers, but that, you know, it just seemed so realistic, like, there really is on the BSers, but that, you know, it just seemed so realistic, like, there really is so many people who are just BSers, bro, so, sure. Like, and they talk that trash, or they hate him, but they couldn't ask somebody come over, hang out with them, and they get... you know, over 10 racks. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's an opportunity. I left out 2 free spots last time. I'll do it again, to be honest with you. I really don't care about the money. I would let it go. You know what I'm saying? My last fight, it was just my girl. What you mean? So, like, I'm bringing my buddy Alex the Spartan. I think it's going to be great for us. Great teamwork. That's my boy. That's been my boy since day one. He's a big, strong, tough, angry, aggressive dude. So, you know what I mean? He's good to have on my side. We go back to back, and we can take out a lot of people. I trust him. And then, you know, why not somebody who's looking to, you know, really enjoy their weekend?
Sounds good.
I might be, you know, maybe I'll get some blood on him. If I get hit in the nose, I'll sneeze on him, and then he'll on his shirt or something. And he can make opportunities out of it. So, you know, I didn't really answer, and I got somebody that I'm looking at for the third spot. Is a friend of mine. So, you know,
good stuff. Well, I'll hit it up on Twitter. We'll try to get it even going a little bit more. Alex can tell you about having a son, you know. So all the stories I told you, I'm sure he's already told you. When is
the
baby
due? Yeah, but I'm going to do stuff my way. Everybody got sons and daughters, but I don't like everybody. They're not my cup of tea. So my son, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I think I keep him around me more often than... You know, everything is online nowadays anyway. Maybe he'd be an inside baby and do computers, and he, you know, crash the government internet and, like, be one of those people you see in Vendetta
movies.
Don't say
that publicly. Don't say that publicly. You know they could privately, but don't say it publicly.
That's no, awesome. He'll be all right. He'll be so good that they can't touch him anyways, like the game Watch Dogs. I'm about to download that on Xbox right now.
They'll have the Watch name Dogs of the people you too. Don't like. When is the baby due?
Oh, man. January. My little baby's having a baby, man. Oh, my God. I'm so blessed. Like, me and my girl were talking about it yesterday. Like, but she was talking about what's rich or something. And I said, what do you think makes you rich? And she was like, if you got, like, a $350,000 car, you're probably rich. Or one of these yachts out here is probably rich. And I'm like, yeah, but do material things really make you rich? And, like, because, I mean, I've been on boats, and I've been in nice cars, and I bought me a nice car, and other things, too. And so, like, a car is a car, unless, you know, it's a 6.3 AMG, and a boat is a boat, unless it's a big old yacht. I haven't really been on too crazy of a yacht yet, but my point is, it's like, man... I'm rich in life. I'm healthy. I'm young. And I'm strong as hell. And I'm handsome. And my girl look good as heck. And I got a baby on the way, man. Life is good. I appreciate Knockout Radio and Randy Harris and you guys for your time. And you know what I mean? It's good to talk to good people because, you know, there's so many... People Fake. Who want to act bad or tough or something for some reason. Right.
It's all good, Mike. I always love catching up with you. I'm going to text you what I was going to say on air, but I'm just going to text it to you. It'll be just between me and you. Thank you for your time. Let's talk again real soon.
All right, man. I appreciate it. Bye.
Platinum out.
See you, buddy.
All right.
The platinum one.
Platinum one.
I mean, you got him amped up. That's the platinum. Yeah. That's the platinum I know. But next, up.
I'll tell you off the air what I was going to say to him.
You know how Mike Perry gets amped up when you're talking to him? He gets fired up?
You know, I honestly thought that Mike would get me amped up. This is going
to
get...
This guy lives in amped up. I don't know what level he's going to get to now, but welcome the GNAT transporter, Brandon Kelly.
We only got like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we only got 5 minutes, big guy.
Before we get him started talking, I am convinced on this that he could get my grandparents jacked up, and they've been dead for years.
Oh, he could bring back the dead.
I'm willing to try. I'm one of the dead that was brought back, so I'm excited.
They opened up mummies this year, like last week, 2,600-year-old mummies.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to clown around because we only have a couple minutes. How long are you in town for, first off?
What an excellent question. Unfortunately, I can't give you the specific answer to that because we don't know.
You don't know.
Okay. We don't know.
All right, so I'm going to start this by saying we want you on again next week. Whether it's by phone, because we're not going to have enough time to get to all this. I'm not going to tell Mike Perry he's got to get off the air.
It's true.
Because Mike Perry would walk here and kick my butt.
And he would punch you in the face.
Yes, he would.
Well, if you train with me, you might be able to outrun him.
I don't know. That punch is still going to hurt.
That's a
first
great
and foremost, on. Tell me what I did today. And honestly, I feel pretty good. A little sweaty. You know, I want to hurry up and install it. I want to do it again.
I'm ready. And I'm not blowing you up when I say this. You are the leading edge of fitness in Florida right now. What you did today.
I thought he was talking about me personally.
No,
you are.
But you are.
You're part of the movement.
Because you're part of a very elite club of people who've experienced GNAT. And GNAT stands for Global Neuromuscular Activation Technology. And you saw yourself. You literally had to step up onto the device and your whole body turns on. The magical part about GNAT is not the GNAT. It's actually you as a human being. You've got a nervous system. You've got a muscular system. You've got all these beautiful working systems inside of your body that we take advantage of from the very beginning. And so we take what you already have and we turn everything on. Every motor muscle in your body, your mind is literally more connected than it was before you were up there.
How long is a workout on that machine?
Standard protocol is 24 minutes is what we say. Now you saw today, that's not what it takes. 24, but I tell people 24 minutes lets me as a professional assess you and your movements safely. You can spend 10 to 30 seconds on, take 90 seconds off to break, and then we go to the next exercise. There's 12 exercises, 2 minutes per exercise, including a break. That's why we say 24 minutes.
You see, you know, those infomercials and all that stuff, you know, 40 minutes on this, 20 minutes on that, you know, don't go to the gym. And, you know, you're like, well, I would do that, but, you know, it doesn't really work.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that for 24 minutes, and I would want to do it twice a day.
You could. Twice a day would be overtraining.
Nobody's ever said I've overtrained before.
They have at the buffet.
Well, that enables me to go to the buffet.
And that's why we're excited to put these into offices. I really want to help elevate the standard of understanding about health and fitness. And to be honest, the entire society is misguided. You see people who say, I want to get in shape. I want to do better for myself. And what do? They start walking. They start going to the gym. And honestly, congratulations, kudos to you. And I mean that for taking control of your life and deciding to move in a different way. However, those actions, you're just banking damage that you're going to have to pay for later on. Some people think it's worth it. I was one of them for 16 years. Personal training people beating. Matt will tell you. I was a nice, mean guy. A mean, nice guy. You know?
He's still the nicest mean guy I've ever met.
I think he's really tired, though.
Yes.
Because the guy I met a couple hours ago.
Oh, he's so amped up.
I'm a morning person. And I, you know,
but the revolutionary thing here is that I have been gifted the first GNAT system here at Tour de Pizza.
Yeah.
It's going to be mounted on that wall.
And people can come in and try it.
What's funny is this restaurant is the premier training facility in the entire state of Florida. And I will put my money where my mouth is. There is nobody anywhere in Florida who can train more effectively and efficiently than Matt will be able to right here in this restaurant.
And I put my pizza where my mouth is. So combining one step at a time to change your life and one slice at a time to change your life, we've teamed forces. Brandon and I go back 15 to 20 years in Denver where my first pizzeria was. We both got into this fitness journey together, and I'm honored to be a part of the GNAT system, to honor offer that system here. And it can be a zero-calorie dinner experience for you.
Negative.
You can calories. Actually train while the pizza's still in the oven, burn off the calories before you consume them. Obviously, combine the pizza diet with it and education about a healthy, balanced lifestyle without putting the damage on your joints and decompressing your joints to actually have a better quality of life and aging gracefully as you do it.
Before we're out of time, and we almost are, and again, I want to have everybody back on next week. How can people get some information? You know, is anything out on the internet yet? Is there stuff on Google?
Go to g-nat.com. That is the best place, and there's actually a 10-page clinical review that's done by an independent laboratory, WellTech Labs, and there's so much more information there, but I'd love if people would check out our Instagram at streetnat2020. That's the best way to contact me and get more information is gnat.com. Go straight to the source and at streetnat2020 on Instagram.
And I don't endorse a lot of things. I drive by a gym twice a day. I don't go in it. I drive by it. I enjoyed that today.
It
was so much fun. I'm looking forward to doing some stuff with you, coming in here and getting on the machine, as long as Matt's not here. And it'll be a lot of fun. So we'll have you back on next week.
Excited.
We'll talk a lot about it. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank the Platinum One, Mike Perry, as well. Until next week, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sign. R.I.P.
She said, look, what's your game?
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.